Transmission commence in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Level 7.
RandomChatter.com presents
the Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Do you copy?
Perimeter breach.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case files.
Authorizing.
Just call it S.H.I.E.L.D.
Access granted.
Colson, get back to base.
Welcome back, agents. I trust you've all been suitably briefed on the most recent summer encounter here. We'll be your hosts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. I'm Director Shepard.
And I'm Director Summer. No, Stolte, excuse me, Stolte.
And you've been authorized to undergo debriefing on the most recent mission from Agent Coulson and his operatives presented to the public as a dramatic hour-long television series known as Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Fortunately, you are all cleared to know the truth. And we are down to our final summer spectacular of the summer, our third one for this year, our ninth one overall. Josh,
that's
nine
right.
Summer spectaculars, buddy.
I know. I actually had to do kind of a little double take to realize how many of these we've done. It doesn't feel like it's been this long because it's been pretty exciting. But I'm down to my last stack of ties that I am ironing for new season. I've been working on those, getting them nice and pressed, you know, got all my suits done.
I've got some all of my those sunglasses stains lined out. Up.
Oh, good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it just seems polished. Like, you know, the other week we were talking about David Hasselhoff as Nick Fury. So if you guys are interested in hearing
still,
about that, go back in the archives.
Something they should bring back. You know, I Christopher Nolan needs to bring David Hasselhoff darker, grittier. Nick Fury back to the screen.
You know what? Even if they could get the, Hasselhoff to do a cameo, it would probably be totally bizarre to put him into the season.
I love it.
But like,
that's a great idea.
That'd be kind of interesting.
So. Yeah, why not? Yeah, you know, I mean, they could do it fun and good at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we are back again for our summer spectacular number 9. And we are just gearing up here for next week. When Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returns with season 4
next week. Oh, this is the first one back. This is an early season premiere. It feels like, I don't know for the show, but just in general overall,
this will be, I think next week is the first week of new shows. And like ABC is like hitting it right out of the gate. I think, you know what? I think CBS might be doing, what's that? Big Bang Theory, I think might be premiering next week, but either next week or the week after. But yeah, the, CW shows are going to wait a couple weeks. They don't start until October. Two of them start in October, and the other two CW shows, superhero shows, start, I think, the second week of October. So we still got quite a ways to wait for those. But S.H.I.E.L.D. is what I'm excited about coming back. Out of all the shows that you and I talk about and all the shows I watch, except for maybe Better Call Saul, but that's such a, you know, you got to wait so long for that. S.H.I.E.L.D. is the one I've been really anticipating coming back.
Well, that's good.
More so after these.
Getting right into fall. So they've added the, I think they've added the pumpkin spice to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters. So they can get right into it.
Well, you know, you got some dude with like a jack-o'-lantern head that's on fire. You know, it's, I see they're getting right ready for, you know, Halloween here.
They're decorating for autumn.
Yeah, it definitely does have that feel to it. Well, obviously, we've talked a little bit about the Ghost Rider being on the show, and we'll come back to that. But I kind of want to run through some of the other announcements that we got here over the summer. Actually, let's do this first. We were hoping, really hoping, to bring you guys a review about the DVD and Blu-ray set for season 2. Season 3.
Yes.
But unfortunately, it's still not out. Had you seen anything for this?
I looked everywhere I could think of in other places I'd never even considered. I got really excited because I came across Walmart.com, of all places. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, they got some issues with, you know, Disney and Netflix. They've had some things. No,
Disney
not Netflix. It was Amazon, wasn't it?
Yep,
Amazon.
Yep.
They've had some issues, right? So I wasn't surprised that it still hasn't shown up on there. But I got all excited because Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3.
Oh.
Walmart.com. Season 3. Guess how much?
How much?
$1.99.
What?
Well, that's when I got a little suspicious. But wait a
on
minute.
Blu-ray?
What? Yeah, I didn't. So I wasn't even sure what it was. So I tried to figure it out. I tried to click on it. It didn't really work. And it says, I scrolled down to the bottom. It's how long is it? What's the duration of this DVD?
Yeah.
Zero.
No.
It's a real short one.
So like a placeholder then, basically.
And I thought, well, maybe that was, there was an episode called Zero, maybe? No, there wasn't. And then it said release date, September 30th. But then it said 2015. So that didn't make any sense either. So I you know what? As of right now, it says this item is no longer available. They're still showing you the picture.
Yeah.
But they're obviously not selling it. So I figured maybe it was a placeholder or something for when it does come out, they'll slap it on there.
Yeah, I've heard some rumors of September 30th as well, which again just seems ridiculous to have it come out like 2 weeks after the new season's premiered. And I've seen some copies available on eBay, but I don't necessarily trust those. They could be just fan-made burned DVDs, or, they could be ones that have, like, quote, fallen off a truck from China or something like that, that, they're not supposed to be out yet. And I don't know. It's kind of sketchy.
I did see one available to buy for $54.95, but it was the Australian version of it, the region. Yeah, the Australian region. So even if you did buy that one,
it wouldn't
work here, but honestly it will be out eventually.
And again, as we had talked about on our last Summer Spectacular, if you really need to see it, I believe season 3 is on Netflix right now.
Yep. And it's still there.
And, you can order from Amazon or iTunes. You can order the regular def or the high def versions of the episodes. So it's really, you can find those. Now it's, I buy seasons to get the episodes, but I also like buying them, for the extras. There's usually a couple of nice behind the scenes pieces, gag reel, maybe some outtakes or some deleted scenes, things like mm-hmm. that.
Yep. Yep.
So, I'm kind of, and it's just nice to have, like non-DVR'd versions of the episodes and stuff like that without the local newscast logo and stuff in the bottom and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Now I'm probably turning into one of those, the old fogies that like to be set in their ways. But even the older I get and all this new technology, which I like having access to, I still like that physical copy of the DVDs because, like you say, I like to throw in just some – I don't need to watch the show necessarily. I just wanted to watch something about it being made.
Yeah.
I did notice something the other day. I was watching Star Wars Force Awakens on one of the pay channels. I don't know, Stars maybe or something. I don't even know.
Okay.
I noticed that as the credits were rolling at the end of the movie, they were actually showing features from the Blu-ray, the making of features during the credits, which I think they were from the Blu-ray. It was a making of feature, but I assume it was from the Blu-ray. I just thought that was interesting. I don't think I've ever really seen anybody do that anymore, but they are recognizing that some people do like watching those things. So
yeah,
they're finding ways to get them to you if you need them.
Yeah. I'm always kind of a sucker for that. And I've been known to buy the same film several times to get different features and stuff.
Yeah,
if they made some of those things available for you to get through iTunes, then that would be cool too. But a lot of times it's just, you just get the episodes. So, anyway, we'll keep you apprised of the DVD and Blu-ray release as the season comes out. We'll be back next week with the premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files for season 4, talking about the new episode that starts next week called The Ghost. Is it just me or do you hear Shaggy when... The ghost.
That'll be Mac, right? Mac will be who plays the part of Shaggy.
that would be great. Yeah, that's about as close as it gets. And then, of course, the second episode of the season is called "And Mr. Chicken."
Please, please be true.
It's unfortunately not, but you can always hope. So, all right. So we've gotten some other new casting announcements. We talked a little bit about Gabriel Luna as Robbie Reyes / Ghost Rider last episode. We found out that they have cast Ada. I always want to say Aida. You know, like the
me too,
like the opera. But based on how the doctor pronounced it last season, it's Ada, and she's been cast. And the actress's name is Mallory Jensen. Now, are you familiar with her work at all?
I looked up some of the things that she had done, and I didn't recognize things that I had really seen too much. But one thing that she's done recently that people might recognize is the TV series Gallivant on NBC.
The comedy, like, fairy tale.
Medieval. Yeah, that kind of – yeah. Which I never saw, but it looked like something I actually probably would have liked. But anyway, she played Madalena, who I think was the queen or a queen. Okay. And that's the most recent thing that she's done that people that are familiar with that would know her from. So,
is she English? Do you know? Is based in fact she's playing a queen on this medieval show? I don't know if that means that she's English or just me.
I didn't check that.
Affected
so,
English accent. I mean the voice we heard at the end of last season is you know may not necessarily match and stuff like this. There was a. Story I saw this last week about the costume designer talking about the clothes that they were making for her and that they decided not to buy like off the shelf like a skirt suit kind of setup. They didn't buy it off the shelf. They made it from scratch so that they could design, you know, just like they design any of the other clothes and the jumpsuits and stuff that the agents wear. They made it so that, you know, it looked familiar, but it wasn't something that you could actually point to and say, oh yeah, that's, you know, by Calvin Klein or, you know, whoever.
Walmart.
What?
Well, that's interesting. See, I don't think about that stuff. I guess I usually just assume they do that anyway, but I guess to stay in budget, they probably get off the shelf things, but I bet they're not doing that for Daisy. I bet they're making Daisy's clothes.
Right. I mean, and actually, I think, you know, the costume designers on TV shows, I mean, even if it looks like something that may be off the shelf, the, you know, costume folk are doing a lot of other work on it, you know, putting together multiple versions of the costume for, you know, the stunt actors and making sure that, you know, each version of the costume looks exactly the same as each other one for different takes and things like that. So
what, are they just trying to make it hard for cosplayers so you can't just go buy the clothes? Is that to give it a challenge?
Yeah. I mean, cosplay is getting so easy now. It's like everybody's doing it. You gotta up your game a little bit. So
yeah. They do. Have you ever seen? There's a section of Entertainment Weekly magazine that sometimes they'll point out the fashions from a TV show and tell where you can get something that looks similar on it.
I haven't seen that in Entertainment Weekly, but I know there's a website that does that for like Big Bang Theory and the CW shows and stuff like that. It'll tell you, you know, it'll have a picture from the episode and show you the catalog page from, you know, whatever, Old Navy or wherever it is.
I like stuff. Yeah, I like getting stuff like that. That makes it kind of fun that you feel like you can be a part of it, right?
Yeah, one of my coworkers sees shirts that Cisco wears on The Flash and then, you know, figures out where he can order them because Cisco's always wearing the cool shirts, which is cool. But I do like the fact that S.H.I.E.L.D. is very, you know, it's not necessarily time. It's happening now, but there's nothing that really says that the time, you know, like people aren't wearing shirts with slogans or cartoons or anything on them.
A little more like timeless that. Fashions that are
the
classic
exactly.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. We got some more teases about Jason O'Mara's director character, and they released the synopsis for the second episode of the season, which is the episode that he makes his debut in. And, of course, they're very smart. Even though they may give his name in the episode, which I cannot guarantee at this point, he's just listed as director. But I think we went over a list of names because they said he's a character that's like steeped in Marvel tradition from the 1940s or something along those lines.
Yep, that's right. So and very manly.
Yeah, so we went over all these different male superhero names and characters from Marvel Comics from the 40s. And in a recent article, Omara was teasing his character's name is, quote, a manly name. Yes, a very manly name. So over all those names we went over last time on the show here, I'm going to have to go with Robert Frank. I think that is the manliest name that is on there. I mean, it's literally two men's first names. I mean, how more manly can you get with that?
My wife's maiden name was Frank.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty manly, I suppose. So that's okay.
That's not what I want to hear.
Oh, well, you know, it was. So all right. Well, yeah, Robert Frank. Yeah, I remember that famous intimidating comic book character.
Well, you do. He's the Wizard.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about him.
We did talk about the Wizard, didn't we? Yeah, no, I don't know. That seems perfectly reasonable. They're not giving us much to go on, but based on the photos that they have put up of Jason O'Mara so far, I like him. He seems like a very nice guy.
He looks smiling, a little imposing.
Smiling at Coulson, you know, giving him a little welcome. Oh. I don't know if these photos are behind the scenes photos or scenes from the show, but he looks very friendly. That is not what I expected.
He's just trying to sucker Coulson in. You know, he's going to be one of those directors that's like, oh yeah, you're doing such a great job. Yeah, everything's fine. He's going to turn around and go, oh my God, I can't believe what he's doing here. He thinks he's still the boss and all that kind of stuff. I see friction. I see conflict.
Yeah. And you don't think ratings. He'll be, you don't think he'll be like, you know, sweet or nice and kind all the time, but really he's got some underhanded thing, you know, like a Professor Umbridge kind of thing from Harry Potter,
oh,
you know, where,
wow.
where he just acts like a nice guy all the time, but really it's not what he means.
Did Professor Umbridge really act like a nice person?
Well, I don't know. She's always smiling and giggling and kind of, you know,
I guess.
Oh. He's smiling like that. But,
sorry, you're like, I'm about to have an aneurysm. Just talking about her just gets my head throbbing. She is so...
That's an awful
person. Oh, I just want to rip pages out of the book when I'm reading that. So let's hope, I mean, yeah. That
but
would
you know
cool.
what I mean? That's like the kind of character where you I mean, that like you said, I mean, you get angry just thinking about that kind of character because yeah. they act like they're so kind and nice and doing such great stuff, but you know how horribly awful they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and who knows? I mean, the whole deal with S.H.I.E.L.D. now is that in the, what did they, I think it was like a 5 or 6 month flash forward from the end of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're to understand at this point, based on some of the behind the scenes, interviews with the producers and cast, it's, you know, it's been the 6 months and Civil War has happened and the Sokovia Accords, and I guess S.H.I.E.L.D. has been re-legitimized. So, of course, everyone thinks that Coulson's dead, so that's why he had to be removed as the director, and they have this other guy in place, which, you know, is he someone that came up with S.H.I.E.L.D. and that had worked with Coulson before? Is he going to be like a General Ross and be a transplant in from another government organization? Is he, you know, could he be a private sector person that's being brought in for, you know, whatever reason? So I'm kind of interested to know where, you know, why this guy and where did they pull him from?
Yeah. And it's hard to say who would have been available in S.H.I.E.L.D. because we don't really know everybody that was there. We know it was pretty decimated, I mm-hmm. guess, you know.
Yeah.
And he was running a much smaller organization
Very
than there
lean.
Was before.
Very
yeah.
lean.
So we don't know if he came from that, but I hope it's not just some private sector guy. That would irritate me a lot.
So like some guy who's like been running that company that had all the inhuman, the gel blocks and stuff like that.
Let's see. Yeah, that would not be good. I don't know. Yeah, you want, I mean, if there's going to be a director, and especially if Coulson's going to be answering to this person, you want that person to be worthy of the title, you know? I mean, just as right. as a viewer of the show, you know, you want that character to, even if they don't get along, you want them to at least deserve the title. You don't want them to appoint somebody that is just some lackey answering to somebody
else. You want it to be believable that this person could have achieved the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, we're talking about Nick Fury and, you know, Agent Coulson as the two previous directors, and Maria Hill, if you count her a little bit, you know, from the comics and stuff like that. But yeah, it's got to be someone that people would respect, people in the universe would respect as the director. You can't just, like you said, yeah, you can't just have some schmuck coming in.
Director schmuck.
So it'll be interesting to see what story they've got for this guy. But you guys will probably definitely recognize his voice, as he has lent his voice to Batman for quite a while now in the recent spate of DC direct-to-DVD videos. The most recent one being Batman Bad Blood. And then he was in, I think he was doing Batman, and he might've been doing somebody else as well for Justice League versus Teen Titans. So
I think, I didn't put that on. I think he was Batman in that.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in addition to Batman?
In addition to Batman. Yeah. Cause I want to say had done Deathstroke at some point as well, but, I might be confusing voice actors there. So, but I know he's been doing Batman in all of the DC animated shows that are not where Batman is not voiced by Kevin Conway. So that's pretty much what it comes down to. So we have another new member of the cast, which fans of the new version of the Ghost Rider were expecting. Robbie Reyes, who is the Ghost Rider, he's got a brother in a wheelchair who is Gabe Reyes, and that actor or that character has been cast by actor Lorenzo James Henry. Now, I know this is going to get confusing because we've got a character named Robbie played by Gabriel, and we're going to have a Gabriel character played by Lorenzo. So I know I'm just going to be calling people Gabe and we're going to get confused here, but Lorenzo may be known to fans from Fear the Walking Dead as
he plays Chris.
Now, see, I don't know him as that. But this other role you put down here, I totally know this guy, and I hated this character.
Yeah, but I was shocked that this was him. I didn't know.
Vulcan Bully from the 2009 J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie. Wow. Like, I know exactly who that is.
Yeah, me too.
When you say that.
I thought that was really interesting. But has there been two seasons of Fear of the Walking Dead or just one? I don't even know how the seasons work anymore.
I think they are in the second season currently.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, so I do know that character, Chris. He's a very disturbed child, older child, like teenage child, right? So he's a young guy.
Okay.
I don't know much about the Robbie Reyes character.
Yes, Gabe
from
and
the
Robbie
comics.
are teenagers. I believe they may not have parents, or they only have one parent or something. You know, it's kind of one of those inner city style stories where,
okay,
you know, these guys are kind of just looking out for each other, basically. Robbie's older. In the comics, I would say he's probably 18 to 20, based on what little I've read, not doing any, you know, real research on that. And then Gabe would be younger, you know, middle teen, like that.
All
possibly
right. So that,
even
that
a little bit younger.
Fits these two characters perfectly then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like they're casting, characters that are based solidly on the ones from the comics, and also ethnically appropriate characters or actors for these characters. You know, rather than casting somebody and having them play Hispanic, you know, they're casting Hispanic actors, which...
They never do that in Hollywood, do they?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Very rarely, though. So, and you know, Robbie's trying to protect Gabe because Gabe is, as I said, is handicapped. He's in a wheelchair. And, you know, just... I liken it a little... did you... Not that I want to promote this, but did you see the Heroes Reborn series?
I did not.
Okay. Don't worry about that, but there's a sequence, or there's a section of it with an LA family, a Hispanic family in Los Angeles, and there's a younger kid who works on the car, and he ends up getting these superpowers, and I think he can phase through objects. But he's a very skilled automotive technician at, you know, age 16 or something like that. So I'm kind of getting that, you know, just based on what they're doing and what I've seen from the previous, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting with Robbie. So obviously he's got a little more going on than just some superpowers. So we'll see.
Now, I'm very interested in this character and how they're going to do it.
There's a lot of stuff here. I want to talk about this a little bit more in a few minutes here, but since we're kind of starting to talk about the Ghost Rider, there is a potential new theme song that we're going to hear in the episode next week. This is an exclusive to our show here. I can't say where I found this at this point, because if it turns out not to be accurate, I don't want to give you know, credit out for that, but I'm just going to play a little clip of this, and you know, we can see next Tuesday if you know, how accurate it was. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's give it a listen. Right.
Here comes
Ghost Rider.
He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon, and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's what Ghost Rider's about.
It fits. I mean, it really fits, and it, you know, it kind of gets you pumped up to watch the episode, get you in the mood. I hope that is it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fingers crossed.
Tell that inside man that you got that from. Thank you for sharing that with us. I can't wait to see the first episode with that.
I was just talking to my inside man, so.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I'm sure by now everybody has seen the clip of the car. I think that was the first thing they showed us, was the car kind of like bursting into flames, and I think it T-bones another car or runs into a garage door or something like that.
Yeah. No, that wasn't the first one I saw.
Oh, what was the first one you saw?
The first one I saw was kind of like what would you call those things? You know, it was supposed to be like a real viral video, you know, that someone had captured on their cell phone.
On cell phone, right.
Yeah, yeah. And so it was just a short little clip where somebody said, "Oh, did you see that? You know, and you could kind of barely see the car, and you could see the flames.
And there were some flames in front, yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of a fun way to tease. As a matter of fact, I wish they'd been doing stuff like that all summer long.
That would have been, yeah, that would have been nice if they had that. And then they came out and showed us, so they've had pictures of Gabriel Luna in Robbie Reyes' costume, which is black leather pants, a black leather jacket with a white, like, U or trim on it. It kind of looks like a letter U on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of comes down from both shoulders to his belly and back up the other side, which is about 90% spot on to the clothing that the Ghost Rider and Robbie wear in the current version of the comic book, and in the new version of the comic book, the new series that is going to start up in October here. So that really excited me. I was the fact that they were making this character look, you know, as close to the comic book version, you know, in a realistic way rather than in a, you know, animated way or something. So that was cool. And then we got to see.
They just keep getting closer and closer to being comics, aren't they? I mean, the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we talked for a very long time about was how they were kind of trying to find their niche, right? They were trying to figure out exactly where they fit in this universe. And I feel like they are really working their way in now. I mean, they're there.
Oh, they know exactly what they want to do and what they've got to play with and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so I see that and I'm like, okay, so this is pretty cool. And, you know, but how are they going to do Ghost Rider? I mean, you know, we're talking about a dude, you know, in pretty much full leathers, full motorcycle leathers, but with a skull face that's on fire. Like, really? Are they going to go that far? I mean, I know they're not going to do like a guy in a rubber mask kind of thing, but the still that they had and the new poster with pictures of him, I'm so like, this is Ghost Rider. It's awesome looking.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, I've just seen most of the still pictures. I guess, gosh, I don't know if I've seen any actually video shots of Ghost Rider himself. I've seen the car, maybe in the windshield, or not the windshield, but the side window or something. But.
Yeah, I don't know that they actually had video, but I think it is just the stills now that I'm thinking about it.
So to see it in action, I guess, you know, during the story is much different than seeing those pictures, because they can do a lot to those images, right? But the image itself looks fantastic. And if they keep it like that, if they keep that look going throughout the show, I'm blown away. I'm very impressed.
It is. So they're moving to they're moving to 10, so they can be a little more adult oriented. Mm-hmm. They tell us that Ghost Rider's coming, and not only is he coming, he's coming apparently in the first episode here. Unless they're just totally going to do a tease with him, right? This first episode is called The Ghost. Which, of course, obviously could refer to all sorts of things, right? There are a lot of ghosts for our characters. But I choose to believe, with all the viral marketing and stuff they've been doing, that we are going to get him in the first episode here. And it seems like with the subtitle that they're doing on the advertisements, where it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Ghost Rider, they're very much like they were doing at the end of last season with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fallen Agent, that they're setting us up for, you know, a 2-4 episode arc with Ghost Rider here. So it may not be something like, he may not be in the entire season, but it's how they're going to kick it off, and it may, you know, lead to amazing things that we haven't even thought about at this point.
How about a recurring character? I mean, that's Ghost Rider. The character in the comics, Ghost Rider, he's a hero, right? Would you call him? You consider him a hero, right? He's
sure, yeah.
He's a good guy, right? Interesting circumstances, but
right.
So, you know, you don't have to keep him around the whole season. That would definitely change the vibe of the show, I think, maybe in a way that we wouldn't necessarily want it to, but. If he came back as a recurring character, almost like they did with Deathlok, right? Even more often would be fine. I'd be okay with that.
Wow, maybe they'd bring Deathlok back too.
I think they should. That's who they started with.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, right, because he was in the season premiere, or the series premiere, right?
Yeah.
There's so many different characters, though, and we keep talking about this. They bring these characters on, and it's like, oh, I'd love to see some more of them. I've seen a number of people online who are like, I think that'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see Ghost Rider, but you know who everybody really wants to see? They want to get Mockingbird and Bobby and Lance back.
Yeah, that's true. Now that they don't get their own show,
right.
I don't see why not. And they didn't kill him off. So,
right.
Which would have been bad, you know, making a new show for them and then kill characters off. That probably wouldn't have worked.
Well, see, you could have killed him off and then it would have been just kind of like the Coulson deal, right? It's like they were dead, but they weren't really dead. And so everybody on S.H.I.E.L.D. thinks that they're dead, but they're not. So, you know, they can run it that way. But, yeah, obviously there's a lot of other stuff they can do with that. The one thing they haven't really talked about, though, is so that, you know, they've been really pushing the Ghost Rider part, but what we haven't seen anything else about is the John Hanna character and Ada. And I don't think that the I don't think either the opening two episodes or the first 2 weeks have either of those characters in it. But what are you thinking they're going to be doing with those characters in terms of moving them on from where they were in season three?
You don't think they're going to be in the first few episodes, huh?
No, I don't think so. I was going to check the synopsis for the first two episodes have been released, and they put a cast list in there. And unless John Hanna got moved up to series regular, which I don't believe he is. Well, he might be, though. I take that back, because I do see Ada listed in the opening episode, as well as one of our secret warriors from last season.
I was just really just speculating based on, you know, one of those last scenes in the season finale.
Yeah.
When they showed Ada for the first time, right? Or a silhouette, whatever.
Or teased her, yeah.
Teased her, right. And so that's why I was kind of thinking. And even if it's not like the main storyline, even if it's not the main plot for that week, I figured they would kind of throw them in somewhere to kind of start building up to that main storyline wherever she ends up being. But I don't know. I didn't really look into any of the cast lists or anything like that. Have we heard anything about rumors of John Hanna being cast as a regular?
No, that's the thing. I had not heard anything about that. And I was going to look and see if maybe he is. Because, again, in the cast list, I usually just pay attention to the guest stars because, you know, everybody else is a regular. But with the new season, I probably should be checking the, you know, who's the regular cast. You know, everybody's returning that we know of. We've got Coulson in May and Mac and Daisy and Fitz and Simmons. So we got that regular crew coming back. And then I didn't check to see who else was on the cast list. So, but like, what do you want to, do you have any ideas about what you want to see them do with John Hanna's character or Ada, anything, you know, with the LMDs and stuff like that?
Well, okay, so with John Hanna's character, I really like that actor. I mean, I've liked him in just about everything I think I've seen him do. He's capable of some pretty good comic relief, and I like when you put characters like that in there when it's not a comedy show. And so I would like to see a little bit of him maybe as a semi-regular or a regular, but, you know, in terms of like Fitz and Simmons kind of thing, you know, maybe not show them quite as much as our main heroes that we've had since the first season. I want him to be heavily involved in whatever chaos the LMDs are ultimately going to cause. I'm sure that's going to be a problem somewhere. You know, throw him in there with a Mac on a mission, and there'll be some banter in there. Throw them in there with Fitz and Simmons doing some research. And then with the LMDs, hadn't really thought about where that would go ultimately. I think they'll start with Ada, but then I think there'll be more. And that might have something to do with Omara's character, with the director. Maybe he orders more and they get out of control or something, or somebody takes them over and starts using them for nefarious purposes.
That's interesting.
So, we've talked about LMDs for so long. Since the very first season, we wondered if maybe Coulson was an LMD. And so there's a lot of different ways you could play that since they've built it up for so long, or maybe they haven't, but the hype has built up for so long.
I think the fans have been pushing for it for so long because there were, well, I mean, definitely the producers and the writers have been teasing it, especially when Agent Koenig was in there, right? I mean, they were trying to totally get you buy into the fact that all these Agent Koenigs were not actually triplets, but LMDs.
Right. And they ended up being triplets, right?
Still, as far as we know, and it's one of those things where it's like they never explicitly said that, and I always have my doubts about the things that they still aren't completely explicit about, just because I don't know.
But yeah,
I think
they can use that. Well, what I don't want from the LMBs and LMDs and Ada, what I don't want is just some, you know, throwaway character. I don't want Jaime from Get Smart. I want this idea to be important. I want it to be big. I want it to be an issue that they have to take care of over multiple episodes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it does, like I said, it does seem like Ada is going to be there in the season premiere, but John Hannah's character, unless he's one of the, like, an uncredited guest star or something like that, I don't see him listed here. So we'll have to just stay tuned for that. I like your ideas, though. I think those are some really interesting ways to use the characters and the, you know, we still don't really know a lot of what the theme is for the season. It sounds like they're going to be dealing with Daisy having to kind of refigure out her place in the world here, you know, kind of being on the run. An interview with Chloe Bennett, you know, typifies her as not really a hero, but not quite a villain anymore. I mean, she's definitely rogue and out on her own, dealing with things. Shields out, trying to rein her in. So there's a lot of stuff to work on with that character. But as we know from previous seasons of the show, they deal with multiple storylines at the same time. So, you know, we'll be dealing with probably Coulson having to deal with the fact that he's not the director and there's this new guy, which, you know, like you said, seems really congenial and everything and smiling, and but there may be something else going on there. We've got Ghost Rider showing up. We're going to have Daisy's storyline. We'll probably have Ada. It's a great opportunity for them to do a lot of things like they did with Data on Star Trek Next Generation, have a character, you know, be figuring out what it means to be human and all that kind of stuff, which I think this show, with the rampant group of Inhumans and other, crazy characters they have on there, I think there could be a lot of interesting takes that they do on that sort of motif. So,
and see, just between the two of us, if we can come up with some fun ideas like that, I bet you they got some good stuff in the works.
I hope so. I'd hate for them to kind of fall into a slump here, but I have no reason at this point to doubt that. I guess we'll see here in about 4 days. We'll know exactly kind of what we're into. So looking forward to that. And then just for fans of people that have been on S.H.I.E.L.D. before, I saw right before we started recording here, I saw that Deechan Lachman, who was Daisy's mom, Jiaying, in the previous season, she will be appearing on Supergirl this season as a character named Roulette. So she will be continuing to kind of stay in the superhero universe, but for the CW shows over there.
Awesome.
Which, of course, you know, once you appear on one of the shows, you have the ability to pretty much appear on any of the other shows.
So. That's right.
So anything else that you're looking forward to with this season? Any other questions that you've been thinking about that, like, they haven't answered for us, other than just, like, where's this character or that character that we've seen?
You know, other than my big question of where are my DVDs, I am just excited to kind of see where they go with what they've teased us. Yep, I would have liked to have had a lot more this summer. And hey, you know, I'm not an expert. I'm not in the actual industry, but it seems like they could have really pushed this show over the summer with some really simple little promotions and fun teases like they've been doing the last, you know, couple weeks. But regardless, I've liked what I've seen the last couple weeks from Ghost Rider, and that's what I'm looking forward to most as the season gets kicked off here.
Well, let me just remind you, it's been about 8 weeks since Comic-Con when they first started these teases.
Yeah, but we didn't get much other than some banners and,
well,
you know,
the fact that they were teasing Ghost Rider at that point, and we were too, what do I want to say? We were so certain that there was absolutely no way they could be doing that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We didn't think they would go that far, but they did. I'm glad. I'm glad that they are taking that plunge and actually giving it a shot. I don't know. This is kind of crazy. So that's what I'm looking forward to most this week. And I'm going to be sitting down on the couch and grabbing something to drink and really preparing to dive into this season.
My only problem is that it's on so late now. I'm afraid I'm not going to be awake by the time the show ends.
Yeah. Yeah. You do have that issue, don't you?
Because for me, it's going to be 10 to 11. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, well, you know, that's why they invented them VCRs. Isn't that what they're called? No?
VCRs? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I can find one of those around. So
you can record it on beta. Just it'll be fine.
I'll just set up a video camera and just tape the TV. How about that?
There you go. I used it when I was a kid. I would used to use my cassette tape player and just record the audio right next to the speaker of the TV.
Yep.
So that's how I relived my show.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Yep. That's great. So, well, yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting our characters back. I'm really excited just to see Daisy and Mac again. See what they're going to do with Fitz and Simmons, how they're going to continue the relationship that really blossomed at the end of last season. As you know, they
finally, that's right, they're going steady, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they pinned each other several times. And again, just really interested to know how Coulson's dealing with not being the boss anymore. I mean, part of it might be, you know, oh, he's totally relieved, but you know, I'm sure there's part of him that's upset about that. And I want to see more gadgets for his hand. I want them to, you know, show off a couple more things that his hand can do this season, just like two over the course of the season.
Just two, huh?
Yeah. Or, you know, new things, like they could bring the shield portion back again. That would be great to see that. That just, I can understand they wouldn't want to overuse it, but those are some of the things I'm kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, because we don't want to turn him into Inspector Gadget there, do we? But
right. There's a point of making it like farcical because he keeps having all this stuff pop out of his arm, and you know, just keeping it
go
real.
Coulson Shield.
All right. Well, I think that's all we've got for our summer spectaculars of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. case files. So please stay tuned. We'll be joining you with our season 4 episodes starting next week.
Well, hey, I had a good, nice, relaxing summer, but I am ready to start running and get into this season because you and I, I'm sure, will have a lot to talk about. And as we go through, and you guys are listening to us and coming up with your own ideas and sharing them with us, we would love for you to share how much you enjoy this episode and all our future episodes. So if you could leave some feedback for us on iTunes, it would be much appreciated. And you can also contact us if you have any thoughts on the season as we go through. You can email us at shield@randomchatter.com, or you can tweet at Agents Podcast. And of course, our Facebook page is facebook.com/agentspodcast.
You can also check out the other shows that we're doing. We've got one more summer special each for Green Justice, an Arrow podcast, and Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast. Heck, we'll be reviewing their DVDs. I know we got those sitting around here. So look for those coming in early October, end of September, early October. And you can find all these shows via randomchatter.com. You can also find the shows in the iTunes Store and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. And if you guys enjoy the podcast, please be sure to tell your friends about us. We'd love to get more listeners to the show and kind of, you know, raise the discussion level on the different social media platforms or the emails that we get. That's always cool. So for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, this is Jay.
And this is Josh.
Signing off from Level 7. This podcast is not endorsed by ABC Television or Marvel Entertainment. The official website for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can be found at www.agentsofshield.com. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and related elements are copyright Marvel Entertainment, LLC.
Transmission terminated.